Simon & Schuster Audio presents Live Nourished. Make peace with food, banish body shame, and reclaim joy. By Shauna Minai Spence. Read by the author.
To my parents, who are the most inspirational humans I know. Introduction. Diet culture. Noun. A system that profits off of unrealistic, Eurocentric, thin, and unhealthy ideals and expectations. An industry worth over $70 billion. An ideology that calls itself a lifestyle, a change, a cleanse, a detox, in order to disguise that it is really a scam. A philosophy that takes a negative mental toll on its users and leaves chaos in its wake. Diet culture is a term that is used so frequently throughout media that I think it's important to define what it truly is right at the beginning. After all, culture can be interpreted in a number of ways. It can be the customary beliefs, social norms, and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group, or the set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that characterizes an institution or organization. With the shared belief by many in society that we need to shrink ourselves in order to become better humans, both physically and morally, it's pretty apparent that dieting is indeed a culture in itself. Normalizing this even further, diet culture is now frequently referred to as a lifestyle, lending it a positive connotation. But here's the thing about diet culture. It is the opposite of health. Dieting and restriction have so many negative outcomes that there is nothing healthy about them at all. It is very easy to fall victim to diet culture because it is everywhere, and we are all susceptible. I took a sharp detour from dieting, shrinking, and thinking I was morally superior for being disciplined enough to, quote, take care of myself. In other words, I was in diet hell. In fact, many of us who now talk and write about diet culture have escaped this hell ourselves, and our goal is to help others do the same.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?